to squeeze out the oil from the schnitzel to squeeze out some of the oil. Or a pickle, there's too much juice inside the pickle, you want to squeeze it out, or you'll have to do that. Or a lemon. Let's say you want to make lemon on top of kibbeh or on a fish. Are you allowed to squeeze the lemon? Same thing with you want to make like tea and you want to squeeze a lemon into tea. Are you
I
allowed?
don't want
So we're gonna discuss, try to get to all those cases. And then most very common, very practical for with babies is using a diaper wipe. Using a diaper wipe that is wet, so there's a little bit of liquid inside, and when you wipe something, some of the moisture comes out. Is that considered squeezing on Shabbos, or is that okay? That's the questions we're going to try to address. Did the any que right? The questions are all going to be ra centered around the malacha. There's a malacha of schita, of squeezing. You cannot let it squeeze out a fruit. Shalom, Jake. Yeah, so good to see everyone. Salhami. Okay, thank you for coming. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit. You can't take an orange and squeeze it out on Shabbos to make grape to make oranges. And we're going to talk about what that's from, but that's based on this malacha of schita, the squeezing. Not only that, we're going to talk about all the things we've discussed: squeezing out the lemon to make the lemon juice, the squeezing the lemon onto the kibbeh, and the diaper wipes. Are you allowed to use a diaper wipe to wipe up, to clean a diaper, to clean a baby? And or for an adult or for a table or whatever you want to clean up, are you allowed to use a wet wipe? Okay. Any questions so far on, or any more questions we should think about you have that you want us to think about?
I heard something that, for example, if you're gonna, let's say something spilled, like some liquid spilled on the table, in order to clean it up, you have to, like, instead of like go and actually spread the thing in the clean it up, like pressing on the liquid, you have to like place the napkin or whatever you're gonna use
Okay,
on it
good.
and just like leave it there and wait till it absorbs it before, like,
Okay, good. So
is that a thing?
it is a thing. You don't want to squeeze. You don't want to squeeze on Shabbat, even liquids out of a napkin. Okay, we're going to try to get to that. That's a good point. And we could also just put on the table swimming on Shabbat. If you have
Yeah,
a,
water in the hair.
exactly. If you could go, or woman going to mikveh Friday night, or going swimming.
Somebody with a beard.
Yeah. Or going for a swimming. If you have a little pool in your backyard, could you go for a swim on Shabbos? Okay, so let's start. And then you have to worry about the hair squeezing. You have to worry about the bathing suit, the towel. Okay, so Maran Shulchan Aruch says like this: Zeitim va'anavim. If you have grapes or olives, these are two of the shivas aminim. That is for sure a problem. Also the sochtam. You certainly cannot squeeze those out on Shabbat and drink the juice. So olives, you get the oil. You can't make olive oil on Shabbos from an oil, from an olive. Im yatsu me'atzmon, if it happened though on its own, let's say you had a press that was squeezing out olives or grapes, and some of the stuff drips out on Shabbos itself, still asurim. That's still a problem. Asur midrabanan, the gezeira that you're going to come to squeeze it. Afilu loy omdim el achila, even if they're meant to eat. Okay, that's the category one. So there's going to be three categories of types of fruits. First category of fruits are things that usually you use for juice. So grapes are usually used for juice. The thing that usually you make with juice, usually when they plant grapes, they very often, a row of the time, majority of the time, they're usually made for squeezing, for making grape juice and wine. And therefore, there's an issur d'oraisa to squeeze them. Min haTorah, you're not allowed to squeeze them. Not only that, there's issur d'rabbanan. If it comes out on its own, you can't even drink the juice. There's a second category below that, Shulchan Aruch Maran says, tutim v'rimonim. If you have strawberries or any berries or pomegranates, those also asur l'sochtam, you're not allowed to squeeze those. But those are only asur midrabanan to squeeze. You can't squeeze those on a second level, only midrabanan. But in the asman, if it comes out on its own, that'll be okay. If it was meant to be eaten, then you're allowed to drink the juice. But if it was meant to be squeezed, imon de lamashkim asur. Then you're not allowed to drink them if it was meant to be squeezed. Shar kol peira mutar l'sochtam. The third category are things that are meant to be eaten. You're always meant to be eaten. Those you're even allowed to squeeze on Shabbat. Okay? So those are three categories. Now, just to like give an example, now this is, might be that things changed, but In the olden times, there wasn't so many fruit juices. So right now, if you look over here in Siv Vav in Maran, he says, mutter des chot lemons. It's mutter, that's the same thing as lemons in English. It's mutter to squeeze a lemon, no problem. And the reason is because the Beit Yosef says, nobody squeezes lemons to make lemon juice. Nobody does that. Everybody takes the lemons and eats lemons. If somebody decided to squeeze a lemon to have lemons, batel daito. We consider them to be a minority and consider that that's not a normal thing to do. And therefore, we're not worried anybody's going to learn from there. They're allowed to squeeze out other juices and going to come to make a drink out of that. So you're not allowed to, so therefore, there's no problem with this. Now, today, it's very common they make lemon juice. They make lemon, I'm sure there are farms of lemon trees that they make to press to make lemon juice. So that's why, let's say, just on that particular one, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm just going to share my screen again. He goes to town on that. He says, well, not so fast anymore. Right? That idea that the Shulchan Aruch said might change. It says, Bizman hazeh, if everybody knows today that they squeeze by the hundred the lemon, so then sarchiyon gadol. A tremendous question if this is actually going to be allowed today to squeeze a lemon on Shabbat, because you can't say anymore it's not usually used for lemons. Okay, so anyway though, that is going to be we'll have to come back to that. That is a big topic, and we'll get to that soon. Okay, over here they have a footnote that. There's what to talk about this, okay? Fine. Anyway, back to what we started with. The Sif Alev and Shulchan Aruch. So, what's included in basic case? What's the basic things? The three categories. The things that are usually used for squeezing are a problem. So, we definitely consider grapes and olives. Those didn't change, but all the posts can give. Chamavadi and Yachiyos, if they give all the examples of normal fruits today that you could see juices made out of as being of the category, at least of category two. So they say apples, oranges, berries, cranberries, whatever, strawberries, cranberries, even bananas maybe not bananas, but all the things that you ever find in the store as a juice, those are the things you can't squeeze on Shabbos. Okay, pomegranate, I'm sure you can come with other good examples. So you can find a good list in Yaakov Yosef. He gives all the list of the normal fruits, so you can figure out whatever you see in the store. Anything that you find, pineapple for sure, anything you find in the store that they sell, that's something that you could assume that some people are going to squeeze it. Now, what happens though, just like, I don't know, for example, pineapple, how many people squeeze them in the world? Probably there's like, I don't know, a few. There's a big company, Mr. Dole, that owns a big, probably a big plantation of pineapple trees, and probably a bunch of other competing companies that have plantations, and they professionally squeeze it. But most people don't go into a kitchen and take a pineapple and squeeze it and make fresh juice. It's very hard. I don't know. Pineapple is very difficult to squeeze. I remember my Aunt Shifra, so grandma, for the levies, they had a orange squeezer in Deal years ago. You put the half an orange on a thing, you press down, and you squeeze. So that's easier to do by hand in your kitchen, to squeeze an orange, even if you take your hand and you squeeze an orange, even without the press, but the press does a much better job, you could definitely get some juice out of it. So what do we say about something like a pineapple? Are you allowed to squeeze a pineapple today when there are people that squeeze pineapples, but it's not everybody. So we're going to look into this. Let's start right now. I know this is a little complicated, but I think we'll get it. Right now, I'm going to show some Mishnah Berurahs. We'll try to come up with an answer on this question about the pineapple. Okay, any questions on what I said so far, the three categories? All right, so here we go. I'm going to share the screen again with the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to clarify exactly which fruits are included and which ones are excluded, for which ones you're allowed to squeeze and which ones you're not allowed to squeeze. Okay.
I had a question.
Yeah, please.
Does it matter if it's like grapes, when you squeeze it, like grape juice, you buy it, they cook the grape juice? Does it matter if it comes fresh or if it's a cooked juice?
It's a great
tomato juice is like a called juice.
Right. So that's a great question. I think the answer is as long as you drink it, it's still the same thing. They're making it so you should drink it. So what I mean is it doesn't matter so much the fact that it's pasteurized and it's cooked. As long as you're still drinking it, so then there's a reason to say they would make a gzeira, they would make a prohibition that you're not allowed to squeeze it because you're going to come to squeeze it yourself. If you're going to squeeze these things, you're going to squeeze other things. And then it's and also if it comes out on its own, you're not supposed to have it because you're going to squeeze it the next time. So that's the first category by grapes and by olives. What we talk about by lemons, I'll bring it up now and then we'll look at it inside, is most people don't actually squeeze lemons, even today, that you could professionally buy lemon juice. People don't, most of the time, don't drink lemon juice. What do they do with lemon juice? They put it into recipes. They put it into salads. They put it into tea. They put it, whatever, I don't know, on fish. They don't drink lemon juice. It tastes terrible. So Chaim Avadya has an opinion, we'll discuss it then, that maybe even today it's still mutter to squeeze lemons. Without any, we'll discuss the when it, according to everybody, hey, you can squeeze lemons. But according to Chaim Avadya, you could still follow Maran, Shulchan Aruch, it still applies. Why? Because the fact that people squeeze lemons professionally in mass is only done not so people eat it, but so that people should add it as like an ingredient to something else. Okay? We're only worried about things that people are going to squeeze to drink directly. Okay? So, does that help answer the question? All right, so let's now see the Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to share the screen, and we're going to see Mishnah Berurah. We're going to look at Zayin. So he says, Mudra L'Sachtan, the third category of things are okay. Mishnah De'onim La'achila. Those are things that are meant to be eaten. So the things that are meant to eat, you're allowed to squeeze out. Leika debailu the mashka. Nobody wants to drink their juices. Ein sham mashka. Ein shem mashka al yote. Everything that comes out is not considered a juice. It's considered like food. Havikim mafrid ocha mitoch ocha. Ocha mi ocha. Like the way to think of it is like you split one food from a different food. And that's why it's not considered a juice in halacha, even if it actually looks like a juice and tastes like a juice. Halacha says it's a food because everybody thinks of it as a food. Okay? Even if you decide to drink it, it's not a issue at all. Okay? So, what would be a good example of this today? It could be bananas would be a good example. I'm not sure. What would be a good example? Something that people never really squeeze. Well, does anybody have any ideas? Any good examples?
What about all the other fruits that you don't really squeeze? Really, like, most of our fruits
are
really squeezed.
Okay, so something that nobody squeezes are going to be totally fine. So let's think of a good example. A pear? I'm not sure. Pears, maybe yes, maybe no, I'm not sure. Perhaps, though, I think pears probably people don't usually squeeze. What about...
You can't squeeze and drink an apple. They cook the apples, and then right. They make a juice.
Yeah, but, okay, so that's a good point. But I think... We're going to see. I'll give the list of examples here. I'll pull it up on, I don't know if you could see it on your screen. I made a list. Which fruit Chaim Avadya includes.
Well, I've never heard of cantaloupe juice.
Yeah. So Yaakov Yosef says grapes, olives, berries, pomegranates, apples, grapefruits, pears, mangoes, tangerines, pineapples, all those they usually make into juice, and those you can't squeeze in Shabbos. He says watermelon, quinces, those you could squeeze. I don't know. I'm sure there are other examples in the world. That you never squeeze. They usually never squeeze. Yes, Jake?
I came up with those two examples. Cantaloupe, Sal said, like melon, or...
Yeah, melon's a good one. I think melon is not a thing that people squeeze.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We're going to get to grapefruits. I want to get to grapefruits very soon, because that's a very common example. People even have it for an appetizer. Are you allowed to squeeze with a spoon? Sometimes people cut it in half and serve it in the meal. They serve it as like an appetizer, and they put sugar on it. And then you take your spoon and you scoop out a little bit of it and you eat it. So the question is, on Shabbos, are you allowed to do that and squeeze some of the juice, or are you just supposed to eat the fruit and not squeeze anything? Okay, so we're going to come back to that. But just getting to the Mishnah Berurah, so he said, well, we said, anything that's not meant to be eaten is going to be fine. Okay, but if something's never meant to be squeezed, that's not going to be an issue of squeezing on Shabbos. But if it's something like the middle category, then there are some people that eat them, that's an issue. Let me see. Okay. Here. Hey, it tells you the middle category. The second category are things that stamen ondin la'achil. The Mishmer says those things are meant to be eaten, but some people will squeeze them. So that's like the oranges and apples and the pomegranates and everything else in between. That's that middle category. Okay, the first category are things that everybody squeezes. Okay, now I want to get to one other Mishnah Berurah. Okay, here to this page. He has an interesting discussion. What we talked about before about the pineapple. What happens pineapple is most people can't squeeze it, probably because it's not easy to squeeze. Probably they cook it, and they probably use professional machines to cook it. So let's just figure this out. I have a Mishnah Berurah over here. I want to try to explain as much as I could to clarify this Mishnah Berurah. He says, first I should do Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is the Ramah. Makom shenagu l'schot is a peiro. Let's say some places do squeeze it and some places don't squeeze it. Maybe in Panama they serve certain juices that they don't serve in New York. Or in California they have certain things that they don't serve as they serve in Israel. Whatever. In different places they have different fruits. Like, I don't know, pineapple juice might not be something that you can find everywhere. Okay? Now things they ship globally, you can basically find most things everywhere. Anyway, so in olden days, you'd only be able to find pineapple juice in tropical areas in Florida, in Panama maybe, but not in New York. So what would be the rule then? So then it'd be okay in New York. Let's see. Ramah says, "Makom shenagu l'schot es apero l'shto meimav, machmat sama otanug, dina ketutim rimonim." If there's something that everybody squeezes to make juice out of them, that's like the first category. So it could be oranges today are like the first category, because lots of people make orange juice. It's very, very common. Orange juice is like, of the juices, is like one of the most common. Aval im nagu l'schot refuah levado ein lachush. If the only time that people squeeze it is just to make like a medicine, that's not considered a normal activity for which we're going to say, oh, that made it into like a juice. Okay. The very interesting, important thing, the Ramah gives a kula, he says, you're allowed to take something and suck on it. If you want to take the fruit and suck it with your mouth, that's okay. Sal, you want to ask?
Yeah, just a question. Why would they like make a gezeirah on certain specific fruits instead of just saying, oh, this fruit, you are not allowed to actually squeeze the fruit out, and that's it. What do you say? You are not allowed to squeeze the fruit out for the juice, and you could eat it. Why? What's the problem of like making like specific gezerot for specific fruits?
Okay, so let me see if I can clarify. There's two gezerahs, one deraita and two gezerahs. The deraita is that things are always, people always make juice out of, you're not allowed to squeeze. That's the olives, grapes, and maybe oranges and apples. And then the gezeirah was anything which is some people squeeze and some people don't squeeze, those are the ones that you're not allowed to squeeze. Gezeirah, because of the ones that everybody squeezes. Okay, does that make sense as a gezeirah? Okay, then there's a different thing, and we should have to figure out which one's in the category and which one's not in that category. Then the second gezeirah to deal with is juice that seeps out on its own. For example, with the grapefruit, what happens when you cut the grapefruit? There's juice that's sitting on the plate or inside the grapefruit when you pick it up with the spoon that you didn't press out, but just be simply because you cut it, there's juice. Or imagine with a lot of fruit salads. When you cut up melon or grapes to make a fruit salad or whatever else, there's juice that seeps down to the bottom of the fruit salad. You put it on your plate or you have it in a bowl and you eat it out. There's some juice at the bottom. So there's another gezeirah on category one things, on things that are also in a Torah to squeeze, the juice you're not allowed to have, even if it seeps out on its own. Category two, they didn't make any gezeirah. Because the category one are things that are awesome in the Torah, but not category two. Okay? So now, the Ramon just told us an interesting thing, just to, as we're going through it just very quickly. He says you're allowed to take a fruit, even a grape, or any other fruit, for example, but even a grape, which is also minatura, or an orange, and take it to your mouth and suck on it, not actually eat the fruit, throw out the fruit, but take it and squeeze out all the juice. Why? Because this is like derech achila. This is not a normal way to squeeze. You're not squeezing to make juice. You're doing it normal way to eat. This is immediately before eating. That's okay. It's not a normal way to squeeze. So they talk about this. And that's the first opinion. Yejosrim, some say it's not allowed. You're not allowed to do it. But you could do it on derabanan. You can't do it on grapes, but you could do it on other things. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer for this opinion. And now that's good. Ayin Eli Rabbi says, yeah, they're nachon lahachmir, that he's machmer on this. However, Chamavad's Ikara Din is the first opinion. Stam v'yesh, we follow Stam. So we follow the first opinion, not the second opinion. That's the main opinion, is the first opinion. Even though that's true, that you could squeeze it with your mouth, he says better to be machmir. So what this is practical, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this, but for babies they have, or I don't know, you can, yeah, for little children, when they don't have such teeth, such good teeth, or they don't have any teeth, they put in a little sack, a little netting, fruit, and then the baby sucks on the fruit inside the netting. They put a banana inside a net, and then the baby sucks on it and takes out fruit, or sucks on and takes out juice. Anybody ever seen this? Good try.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, so are you allowed to do that? Now, the baby doesn't really, is not up to chinuch, but maybe I shouldn't give it to him, because maybe it's I'm causing him to do something wrong on Shabbat. Maybe that's a problem. So the answer is, for the first opinion, it's totally mutar, no question, as we said, because you're doing it with your mouth. And according to the second opinion, I would say for grapes not to do it. But who does it with grapes? I don't know. I think people do it with bananas. People do it maybe with like strawberries and soft foods. I don't know if people do it with grapes. So ikara din mutar lagamrei. According to one opinion, better not do it with grapes. Okay, fine. Oranges maybe not to do it with. Okay. Now, I wanted to go through the pineapple question we were discussing before. Let's see if we can figure out this Mishnah Berurah, then we'll move on. Okay? So, he says like this. Mashma oto makom asur shar makomot shari. First thing we said is, it goes by where you are. It doesn't go by everywhere in the world, it goes by where you are. Depends on what they do in your place. So, achim derech leholich ha-mashkel shoper makom makom asur b'cholam. He says something very important. If they transport it and export it to a different place, well, then, it's usher everywhere. Why? Because everybody could access it. Kol zehu l'dat Ramah, that's according to the Ramah, but according to the Magen Avraham, herich mi nizem askana im nodo lanash v'ezem akom nagu l'tzchod ha-mashke, afil lo nogim v'zeh hurak miksa b'nei adam, machman sheish lam perit harbei, lo ir shlema asur machman zeh l'tzchod makom. Wow. So, the opinion of the Ramah is, if it's in one place that people do it, that makes it, it's fine, it's a problem in that place, but everywhere else is okay unless they export to that place. However, the Magen Avraham says, no. If they're going to do it in one, if they do it in one place, they squeeze in one place, it's also everywhere in the world. Okay? And on that, they have a footnote over here that he's makel, like the Magen of, like, the Beit Yosef is not like the Magen Avraham. It has to be a lot of people, not just some people, to make it also in the whole world. But he says it's proper to be strict for the Magen Avraham because that's the opinion of many Rishonim. Okay, so bottom line, I don't think we should really be lenient on most of the fruits that only Mr. Dole and a few other companies are squeezing, because still the Magen Avraham is machmer, and he says that makes it normal because of a few people who have hundreds of trees, it makes it normal for them. And I'm sure it got more and more common to make fruit juices since the days of the Magen Avraham. Okay, fine.
Also, fruits that you blend are also in this category of squeezing.
No, fruits that they blend, like make like a slushy or make a smoothie.
Yeah, like use a blender, whatever. Like,
I don't think that. I think that I'm not sure. I feel like that's not exactly the same thing. You're not getting the juice. You're getting the fruit itself too. All right. So I'll tell you one interesting thing that's very relevant to this, but not exactly Hilchos Shabbos. What bracha do you make on, what bracha, when you drink it anytime, do you make when you have a slushy, and really more generally, step one, what bracha do you make on fruit juice? When you have oranges, what bracha do you make on orange juice?
Shackle.
So why do you make shackle? Why do you make ha'etz? So, and what bracha do we make when we have grape juice? What?
Agafen.
Okay. So the Rishonim asked this question.
It has to do with like the changing of the form.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. Beautiful, Jake. That's what it says in the Gemara in Brachos. So when you change a fruit, Lamed Vav Amnalf in Brachot, in the beginning of Ketzim Mavarchim. If you change a fruit and change the form of it, so you can't make, it goes down to Bracha, can't make the original Bracha, unless it's the normal thing to do. So that's the opinion of, there's two opinions. That's the opinion of the Rush. That's the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba says it depends on what's normal. And therefore he says, if you would look into the world, you'd see what things are normally made into juice. He said, the only thing that's in my day that was normally made in the days of the Gemara that was ever made normally into juice was grape juice or olives made into olive oil. No other fruits, nobody would be so wasteful to take a fruit and squeeze it out and throughout the flesh of the fruit and make juice out of it. So the only thing people ever did was grapes and made juice out of that. Most other things, there were never such a thing as fruit juices. People hardly ever drank those. And therefore, the bracha on fruit juices, since it's not normal to do that, it's changed once you change the form of it and you're going to make a shahakal. So therefore, the Chazon Ish said, yeah, but now it's normal. Everybody has orange juice and apple juice. And therefore, he said, you make ha'etz on orange juice and apple juice. And that's in Bnei Brak, I think they do like that. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, most opinions don't follow that opinion. Chamavadya, Rishon Lozalman, they don't say it like that. Now, it's a good question. Why? Why not? There's a different opinion in the Rishonim, the Rush. The Rush says what makes grapes special is not because of the amount of people that squeeze them, is because the Torah specifies those are special fruits that Israel is praised with. Olives and grapes are special, and therefore they have a special status over every other fruit, and therefore for the rules of Brachot, and the rules of Truma, and for everything else, it has special laws that deems it a special level. Okay? Okay, any questions on what we did? Right, just this is a tangent, but just to mention that opinion of the Rashba. Okay, now back to what we were discussing with fruits. I want to get to the grapefruit question and the fruit salad, right? The juice at the bottom of the fruit salad. Okay, so in Yalkut Yosef, he says, I hope I have it here. Yeah, I mean, I definitely learned it. I just don't know if I put it on. I'll put it on the screen share, that it's okay to cut a grapefruit, and it's okay to cut the grape juice, even if some juices are going to come out. That's no problem. Why is that not no problem? Because it's, first of all, it's not intending to get the juice. So then you could discuss, is it psik ratio going to get juice or not? So it probably is a psik ratio. Is it deraita or derabana? Is it biblical or not? So it's not biblical, because how many people make grapefruit juice as like a professionally made juice? That's not the majority of people in the world. So it's only category two. It's not the main thing that people do with grapefruits. Most of the time people eat grapefruit. It's not biblical, so it's only derabana. So psik ratio on a derabana. What do we say about psik ratio on a derabana? So it's a big discussion. If it's lo nichale, we're meka, exactly. So if you're not intending, you're not trying to drink out the juice, that'll be okay, right? That's what Yalkut Yosef holds. That's what the majority opinion holds. If you're not trying to get out the juice, then that's going to be okay. That's the main opinion over here, okay? In terms of scraping out the grapefruit to get some of the food, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. Even if you get some juice along with it, that's also fine. However, you should not use the spoon, the back of the spoon, to press on the fruit to get juice. Why not? Because if you're going to do that, that's going to be like squeezing. If it's a category 2, you're not allowed to do that. However, Yalkut Yosef says, even that, Ikara did, you could do that. Why? Because when you're squeezing it, it's still... Sorry, you're not allowed to squeeze it intentionally. He says you're not allowed to do it intentionally. Do it non-intentionally, that'll be okay. Okay? As we said before. It's not so different. Good. So, what about a fruit salad? Same thing applies. If you have a fruit salad that's already cut, as long as it's all durabundant things, it could be melons and grapefruits and whatever, many, it could be lots of other things, then we're not going to have to worry. What if it's an orange or a grape that you're cutting? So those could be, it's a question if you're allowed to have the juice after. However, even though it comes out by cutting, and that's fine, you can cut it because you're not intending for the juice to come out. However, are you allowed to have that juice or not? So, because we're saying over here, you're not allowed to have the juice that's squeezed out of the grape in and of itself. So I don't know. I'm not 100%, but I would think about that, that if it's not the main thing, it's not the majority ingredient, you could be lenient because of bittul, because it's nullified in the majority of everything else, of all the other fruits you have over there in the fruit salad. So you can have the juice even at the end. Okay? Now, a very important leniency we have to get to, which is like this. So if you want to squeeze most things, a good option is to squeeze them onto food. Okay? I'm going to share my screen. This is Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. Right, so let's say you want to squeeze a lemon. So one option is you hold, lemons are okay to squeeze. Why is it okay to squeeze lemons? Because not everybody squeezes lemons. Okay, we talked about that before. That was Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz says you cannot do that. Mishnah Berurah says you can't do that. Better not to do that. Okay, but I have another idea. What if I squeeze the lemon onto a food? That's also going to be okay. Says Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalid. He says, Mutar l'schod eshkol anavim. You could take a bunch of grapes in your hand, squeeze them, l'tol k'dirash yesh b'tavshil, l'takin ochal, in order to make the food better. All right? So if someone wants to make a guacamole salad and you want to put in lemon juice, you want to, whatever, or you want to do it onto fish or onto kibbeh, onto, I don't know, other good foods that taste good with lemon, you could do it because it's going, havale mashka haba l'ochal, k'ochal dam. Any liquid that's going into a food, we treat it like a food. We don't treat it like a liquid. And therefore, it's not like you're cutting a piece of steak. You're cutting a piece of challah. That's okay. That's not considered squeezing. And therefore, it's okay. If the plate is empty, this rule does not apply. Okay, so therefore, the best thing to do with lemons, a good chumra, a good correct thing for sardim is, ikar jadin mutar, better thing to do is take the lemon, squeeze it onto the food. Not onto the plate, but onto the chicken or fish or kibbeh, onto the food. Same thing when you're making, what about you're making tea? And you have sugar, and you're going to put sugar into the tea, and you're also going to put lemon into the tea. So, it's mutter ikar adin, but definitely not the best option, to squeeze the lemon onto the empty cup. That's not the best option. That's definitely not the best option. So next best option is to do it into the juice, into the tea. That's also not such a good option, because the tea is a liquid. So there's a difference between food and liquid. So best thing is to do it onto the sugar. Right? When you do it into sugar, it gets absorbed into sugar, and we look at it as like a food now. Oh, it's not a drink anymore, and therefore there'll be no problem with squeezing out. Where is that over here? I have to find it. That is the opinion of definitely the Mishnah Berurah, and also and also Rav Avadya. Yeah. He says, certainly the hair, lishom, ikonom al sukar b'matzmo. The best thing to do is to squeeze the lemons onto the sugar. Then you'll put it in the tea. Okay, that's not going to be a problem with shchita. Just by the way, though, a side point when you're making tea, if you're going to use, best thing in terms of bishul, when you're talking about cooking, best thing to do is not to use, certainly should not use kli rishon, right? Taking water from the, putting tea bag, whatever, in the urn, or water that's on the fire, because that's cooking the tea leaves. So what do you want to do? You want to put the tea into a cup. That's kli sheni. From the urn, you press the button on the urn, it goes into a cup, and then you put the tea bag inside. That's kli sheni. Some would allow that. Still, best yet is not to do even that. Best yet is to take it from the urn into a cup, and then pour that cup into the second cup. Okay? If you do that, then you could definitely use the solution we're talking about over here, putting the lemons onto the sugar. Okay. However, if you're going to use the klisheni directly, So from the urn into the cup and then put the tea bag in. So then you can't have, oh, whatever, it'll come out the same thing as we're saying right now, but you can't squeeze, the only thing you can't do is squeeze the lemon into the empty cup and then pour hot water from the urn on top of the lemon juice, because then you're going to be cooking the lemon juice, okay? Fine. So, three, I think he also brings that Ravadi accepts this. Kafa Chaim. Very good. Everybody likes this. Okay? And then he brings here, Chamovadi, Matir, Lahatir, Shchita, Limon, Maran. Right? Okay? It's really made, Chamovadi holds, you can always squeeze lemons, but, you know, better is to do it. He says, even though nowadays people do squeeze lemon by the hundred, but as we said before, nobody drinks lemon juice as a normal thing because they do it into salads and the like. But most opinions, he says, Menuchan Ava, you're not allowed to. Okay, but anyway, Lama says, we said before, there are many, many ways to avoid this. Okay? So, any questions about the squeezing fruits before we go on to like the questions about ice, or I don't know if we'll do ice, we'll save that for next time. Maybe about the baby wipes. Any questions about before we do the baby wipes question about the fruits, squeezing fruits? I could summarize. The basic summary is, we said there are three categories. The category one is that you're not allowed to squeeze. Things are always, people always drink. The majority of the fruit is meant to be squeezed. For example, grapes and olives, and maybe oranges today, or maybe apples. Those are min haTorah. Those are forbidden biblically to squeeze. And even if the juice comes out on their own on Shabbat, you're not allowed to drink because of gezeirah. The second category are things that don't, not everybody squeezes, but some people like to squeeze them to make a juice out of them. So that is, as we said before, a large list of things that we gave before, like the grapefruit and many, many others that Yaakov Yosef gave us. The grapes, the olives, the berries, tangerines, so on and so forth. All the things you find in the store is juice. Then we had the third category of things that people never have as juice, like the melons, a quince, like a watermelon, whatever. What other things you can think of? Lemons are what that discussion was about. And then we said lemons, ikar din mutar lecham avadia, but really best yet is to do it into a food. You can do anything into a food. It gets absorbed into the food. It's not considered shlita. It's like you're doing making more food. You're separating food from food, even though you're squeezing a fruit, because it's getting absorbed into a food. And we also said sucking with your mouth is always mutar, but it's best to be machmir by grapes. Okay? That's the main thing. And then using the grapefruit, we said, is psik resha lo nichale. You're not trying to do that in order to get the juice. Okay? Now the baby wipes. Any questions? All right, so here we go. The baby wipes question boils down to, very much gets involved with psik resha. When a person takes a baby wipe and wipes a baby, or a table or anything, a little bit of moisture squeezes out of the wipe, and by doing that, that's going to be not shchita min haTorah, not biblical, because it wasn't, okay, one second, an important chilak, important reason that we didn't talk about is if the juice that's inside, or the liquid that's inside, is not natural. There's no natural juice inside of tissue. That's artificial. So therefore, that's only derabanan. It's not biblical. So since it's only derabanan, that's one reason to make it that knocks it down from a Torah prohibition. Second is it's psik resha. You're not trying to get out the liquid. Now this is a big discussion. You're trying to get out the liquid, or you're not trying to get out the liquid. Most people say you're not trying to get out the liquid. What are you trying to do? You're just trying to wipe the baby clean, and it's easier when you have the liquid there. Okay, so then is psik resha on a derabanan? Okay, but do we allow psik resha on a derabanan? Big machloket. Maybe Shulchan Aruch matir, not sure. Ashkenazim for sure machmir on that. What about if it's a psik resha lo nichale? So the question is this nichale? Is this beneficial? What do we think?
Yeah, it is. It is beneficial.
Okay, so it's a hard argument to make to say it's not. But what do you say? Anybody have any thoughts?
I think so also. I don't understand the opinion that says that you don't care to get the moisture out of it. But that wasn't the case. You would use a dry wipe. We use the moisture. We want moisture out because it helps us.
Right. So I think, I'll tell you, there is an argument that could be made that would allow it because of not nicha. Because you don't care that the juice is coming out. I don't care about the moisture in and of itself. The moisture is not useful. It's not like an orange I squeeze and I drink the orange juice. It's I get the juice out. I get the liquid out of the wipe, and it goes to waste. It gets evaporated. I don't care about the juice. I'd rather if the liquid that was inside of the wipe stayed in the wipe. I just want it to be, otherwise it gives the baby a rash. Like, I don't care about the liquid on the baby's skin. I care about the liquid in the wipe to stay moist. I care just being soft. Now, is that a good argument? Not. No, it's a big question. Is that pashut? No, it's totally not pashut. However, Chacham Avadi was lenient about the baby wipes. One of the reasons we said before it was only derabanan. Another reason was psikration. Some are matir psikration derabanan. Other ones, now this was good 30 years ago, no longer is it so good anymore, was the argument that the material they made the baby wipes from were were artificial materials. The material they made it from was not cotton, was not cloth. And that's another, now it becomes double derabanan. Two derabanans worth of psik resha, he was ready to be lenient. Now they started making them with cloth. Now they make them with some cotton in them. So that's makes it less pashut. However, in the Chazon Avadya, Baruch Hashem for Chazon Avadya, in the Achi Yosef, it originally says Mutar. Then the Meluim and the additions he added, he said it depends on which diaper wipes you're talking about. If you're talking about the ones that are the new ones, they with cotton, that's a problem. The old ones, Mutar. And then in the Chazon Avadya, he said it's Mutar in all of them. Okay, bottom line, there is what's relying to use them. For a baby, for sure, because also, like a baby, we usually assume like Chol Shem Sakana, you don't want to hurt them, whatever, you can use it. For an adult to use it, or to use it to wipe up the table, I think is, we should really try not to do that. Because it's a big leniency to use it, so therefore there's no reason to have to extend the leniency. Yeah, any questions? Question. Yeah, please.
Nowadays, okay, with Corona, they make wipes with like Lysol or wipes on your hand that are alcohol wipes. And if you rip them all ahead of time, instead of it being pop up and pop out, okay, they're all ripped. Can you use those?
It's a great question. I would think there's what to rely on. It depends on your other options to make sure to be clean.
Could I ask another question? How does this relate to cleaning up like a spill on the floor?
Okay, yeah, we'll get to that in just a moment, then we'll finish. Okay, so Mom, I would think, right, so I would think about that. Ikar hadin mutter, if you need to, you could. But best not to. So, like, if you could do a Purell or, you know, water and soap, I think that's better.
No, but, like, I haven't pre-ripped like this.
I know. I
and
still think
every it's... door handle, every right. time everybody touches any handle, the whole gadget, everybody touches the handle, you can't get soap and water on your door handles. Then you're going to really be dragging water and a sponge and everything. this is not dripping.
I understand.
Yeah, you don't intend to have the extract.
But I think this is a little bit not as simple, but okay. Look, I think there would be what to rely on. I don't know, though. It's not as simple, though, as the baby wipes because the reason I would say it's not as simple is because you do want the liquid to come out to sanitize it.
No, it's not drippy wet.
It's not drippy wet?
These are Lysol wipes like that, but it's a little stronger.
Right. Look, if
there is a little moisture, though.
A little moisture, yes.
Look, I would say if you need it for health reasons, there's no question it's okay. But if it's not for health, then I wouldn't do it. For another time of year, if the Mir Tashem, then the corona will be solved, then I wouldn't do it. But for corona, yes. About wiping up a spill, so you could definitely take a napkin and wipe up a spill. There's no question. Pat dry, in other words, just drop the napkins on top of it and then pick them up. And not squeeze them, that's totally mutter. Moshe has that in a tshuva. But to squeeze them out is totally a problem. You cannot do that. It's only asur midi rabbanan because it's artificial. The you made the water go into it. It's only artificial, but it's still asur midi rabbanan. You're not supposed to do that. So what you do is, you know, you just take the wipe and you gently wipe up the spill with the napkin. You don't have to make any gzera that you're going to squeeze it out. What?
Sometimes it's so soft and wet that whenever you pick it up, it drips. So immediately you're going to be over there.
I don't know if you have to worry about that. That'll be at that moment a psik resha lo nicha la'am and derabanan. Meaning,
use more towels.
Yeah. Look.
It's stingy on how many napkins take extra.
Right. The Ramosha in the Tshuva just says we don't make gzera. Usually we sometimes make a gzera if your clothes get really wet, you're gonna come and squeeze out your clothing because you like your clothes being dry. He says that gzera doesn't make any sense by napkins because napkins people don't really care if they're wet. They're gonna throw them in the garbage. So you're allowed to wet them, and it doesn't. Or like when you know a person goes to the bathroom and they throw their napkin, throw the tissues into the toilet, they get wet. Nobody cares. No one's taking the napkins out of the toilet. No one's. It doesn't matter if a spill goes on the table and they get wet. Everybody throws them out. So there's no gazer you're going to squeeze them out. If it's actually happening, they're dripping, you're picking them up, they got so wet. So then either what my mother said, use more, or I think there's what to be lenient because of psik reish lo nichale, and it's only derabanan. But yeah, look, you know, I don't think you should. The only thing I think is absolutely a problem is to squeeze, but less than that, I think you can rely on the opinions of psik reish. Better is to avoid it if you can use, you know, more napkins.
What about the hand towel that it's very, very, very wet? Like, can you use that?
Okay, a very wet hand towel. If your mom is squeezing it out, and then that's a problem. But if it's less than that, no, I think it's okay. You're not usually a very wet one. Well, we're going to get to that, Amir Tashem, maybe next time. Okay, I'll remember that question, Blinette. I'll look it up and I'll get back to you. Any other questions? I can always look up more. I have more things to think about.
When is the next time?
On Wednesday, and then we're going to move on a little bit. What?
He'll do about hair.
Yes, I want to do. Okay, I'll write them down. I want to do squeezing out hair, take mikvah, the towels, the ice. Then I want to get onto the ice thing, and then we'll talk about dyeing stuff, sevilla, making colors, coloring stuff, coloring food coloring. All right. Thank you, everyone. Chazak baruch.
Thank you so much.